السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوا مردا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني، ومن آذاني فقد أذى الله، ومن أذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected brothers and elders, all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has afforded us another opportunity of the Yawmul Jumu'ah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that the best day on which the sun rises is the day of Jumu'ah. This is the day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. This is the day that he was sent to the earth, and on this very day Yawmul Qiyamah will take place. There are certain actions we are encouraged to do from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first is, respected brothers, we should try, each and every one of us, to recite Surah Kaf, the entire Surah Kaf. Our Shaykh Hazrat Muhammad Abdul Hamid Sahib Dham Barakatuh explains that the person every day should recite the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. The first 10 verses of Surah Kaf and the last 10 verses every day. And on the day of Jummah, you should make it his duty to recite the entire Surah. By us doing this, inshallah, a person will be saved from all the various fitnas. Like in today's time, like an avalanche in different directions, or from coming upon us, all the fitan, or in the different forms, in different isms. So a person who reads this, inshallah, will be safeguarded. He will be safeguarded and his iman will be safeguarded. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that every day we read the first 10 verses and the last 10 verses. And on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try and make it our duty to recite the entire Surah Kaf. Those ulama will understand the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding revolving around Surah Kaf. One thing that is common is nur. For example, one hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, from this Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah, there will be nur. From the heavens towards the street, there will be nur. On the day of Qiyamah, there will be nur. So effulgence after effulgence, nur after nur. So this nur is, respected brothers, will protect us. There was one youngster, unfortunately, he got involved in the haram relationship with a girl. So he wanted to stop this, so he was sincere, he went to an alim. And he told this alim, you know, I'm involved in this girl, talking to this girl. So give me some wazifa, I can read some dua. So this alim told him, read this dua: Allahumma ja'alni nura, fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura. Everything nur. And oh Allah, put nur in my heart, put nur in my eyes, in my ears. Make me an embodiment of nur. Every part of my body should be an embodiment of nur. So this youngster started crying. So this alim, the sheikh, said, see, subhanallah, this dua is already having an effect on you. So he said, no, Hazrat, you don't understand. This girl's name is Noora. This girl's name is Noora. So now you're asking me to put Noora in my heart. Again, Noora in my eyes, etc. So nevertheless, Allah give us the tawfiq, respective brothers, that we recite the entire Surah Kaf. Another aspect of the day of Jumu'ah is that we recite salawat and salam on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the words of the hadith, akthir wa aliyya, that increase your salawat and salam upon me. So the ulama explain, Mawlana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah explain, kathrat durur means 300 times. But the person, inshallah, on a day of Jummah, we should try and increase it, maybe 1,000 times, inshallah. They great fadilat by reciting 1,000 times. The short is durub sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O sallallahu alayhi nabiyil ummi. As a Shaykh al-Habis Mulana Muhammad Zakariya Sarakatalani has written and authored a kitab called Fadali Durud. The virtues of salawat and salam upon Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in there he has written a story of a person who will come on the day of Qiyamah, who will be a great sinner. And then this person will come, Allah Ta'ala will tell the Malaika, that Umma Malaika, count all the gunas this person committed. All the sins, the minor sins, the major sins, the sins unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally. Every sin during the day, during the night. So the Malaika will start counting. And then they come to a certain figure. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the Malaika, now that you have come to a certain figure, now I want you to count all the salawat and salam this person recited during his lifetime. The salawat and salam in salah, out salah, while sitting, whilst driving, while serving his customers, whilst on a day of Friday, all the salawat and different occasions. So now they count the salawat and salam. And then they come to a certain figure. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell the malaika to see which is more. Is his gunas and sins more, is his salawat and salam more? And then they will observe the salawat and salam and durood that he recited was exceeded more of his gunas. Allah Ta'ala will tell the malaika, don't take further reckoning, take him, put him into Jannah. So imagine, Allah grant us the tawfiq, that the true ishq and love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once we are discussing the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand, respected brothers, the greatest human being was none other than Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him. He was the best of Allah Ta'ala's creation. And Allah Ta'ala chose for him the best. Whether it was his wives, whether it was his family, whether it was the kitab that was revealed to him, the Quran al-Kareem, whether it was the city that he went to, Makkah al-Mukarrama and Madinah al-Munawwara, the best, the cream of the crop. Likewise, respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best of companions, and these were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Unfortunately today, the love and respect for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum has been questioned and undermined. There are many groups, the Shias, the Rawafis, who take relish and enjoyment in reviling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. It is our religious and moral duty to defend the Sahaba radiallahu anhum at all costs. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, respected brothers, it is they are the link between us and to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of us that are seated over here, it is to their barakah, to their blessings that we got Iman, we got Islam, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in various places of the Quran and Kareem praises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In one verse, Allah mentioned, وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِ وَالْأَنصَارِ وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُونَ بِإِحْسَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the forerunners, the pioneers amongst muhajirin and ansar, and those who followed them. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that mentions four excellent qualities. وَرَضِيَ anhum. Allah is happy with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Secondly, they are happy with Allah. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْنِي تَحْتَهَا لَنْهَارُ خَوْرِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدَا. Thirdly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared for them Jannah. And fourthly, they will remain and abide in Jannah forever. Subhanallah. These were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In one verse, Allah mentioned Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Rasul of Allah. And then, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah says that those people who were with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were very hard and severe against the kuffar. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. But amongst themselves, they were compassionate and kind to amongst themselves. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِنَ اللَّهِ يَرِضْوَانًا. They you will see them offering, performing salah, some in ruku, some in sajda. سِمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِمْ. And the distinguishing mark was on the was the marks of sajda that was found on their foreheads. ذَلِكَ مَثَّلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَّلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. Allah says the example was also mentioned in the Torah and in the Injil. On one occasion, as an Imam Malik, rahmatullah alayhi, heard someone speaking ill of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, reviving the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then he recited the entire verse, and he said, "Yaghida bil kuffar," that through the Sahaba, they become very enraged through the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he mentions that, and he proves whoever dislikes the Sahaba, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever reviles them, whoever finds fault with them, then these are the people who will be deprived, na'uzu billah, of iman. Imam Zuhri rahmatullahi, a great scholar, he mentioned, if you find anyone abusing, scorning, and find fault with the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'innahu zindiq, he is a renegade, and he is a person that he has lost his iman. So it is so delicate, respected brothers, and part of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Aqidah, is to have firm love embedded in our hearts for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had assessed and he had scanned all the hearts of the entire creation. From the entire creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the heart of Hazrat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for himself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent him and delegated him to spread the message. Thereafter, once again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assessed and scanned the hearts of the entire creation, and the best of hearts were none other than the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Nabi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected them for the companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to defend the deen of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Sahaba. In another verse, Allah says, وَأَلْزَمَهُمْ كَلِمَةَ التَّقْوَى وَكَانُوا أَحَقَّ بِيَا وَأَهْلَهَا. Allah says that Allah had chosen them and caused them to cling and to stick to the kalima of taqwa, and they were most entitled and most competent, and they were the most deserving of this kalima. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. They are the Sahaba because, respected brothers, they are the suhbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, in if you have to person has to travel, as the Shaykh al-Hadith has mentioned in Fadali Hajj, that in around the Arabian Peninsula, and when it was Hajjatul Wada, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed 124,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But as the Shaykh al-Hadith has mentioned, around the Arabian Peninsula, you'll find plus minus 11 to 13,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhum's graves. So where were the rest of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum? Respective brothers, they left Makkah al-Mukarramah. Everyone desires to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah because of the reward. 100,000 sawab a person will get performing one salah. Every good deed multiplied 100,000 times. Madinatul Munawwara, the sawab so great. Making ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who doesn't have in that love and the desire to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, Haramain Sharifain? Everyone. But the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, understood the mission of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why they made their qabrs far and wide. Hazrat Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu, his qabr is in Constantinople, Istanbul. So many other Sahaba radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, far and wide. If a person has to see, in Hawaii, there's a place called Honolulu. It's famous for people who go to the beach and they start surfing, etc. But what was the Honolulu, what was the real words in Arabic? When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, when they spoke to brothers, they found pearls over there. So they said Huna Lu'lu. But it came English and it came Honolulu. Huna Lu'lu was actually the right word. Even a person goes to Portugal, respective brothers, it was called Portugal. Actually, the Arabic is called Burtakal. Burtakal in Arabic means oranges. There were abundance of oranges over there, so the Sahaba radiallahu anhu called it Burtakal. Then it became anglicized and became Portugal or Portugal. Then if you, respect brothers, if you go to Sri Lanka, you'll find there's a place called Ceylon. It's famous for its tea, etc. But actually, when the Sahaba radiallahu anhu went there, they found out of water that was flowing. Ceylon in Arabic it means flowing water. So they called that place Ceylon, and then it became anglicized and it became Ceylon.
So we don't realize, respective brothers, where and where didn't the Sahaba radiallahu anhum go? So through their barakat and through their blessing, we are seated over here, we got iman. We can say with honor and dignity and with pride, we are the ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So most definitely we are indebted to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. The famous thing that we hear in our khutbas, that fi Allah regarding my Sahaba. لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي. Do not make them a target of scorn and revile of my companions. فمن أحبهم فبحب أحبهم. Whoever loves them, he loves them on account of having love for me. ومن أبغضهم فببغض أبغضهم. And whoever hates them, then on account of them hating me, he hates them. Thereafter, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, ومن أذاهم فقد أذاني. Whoever inflicts any harm against them, then he has harmed me. Who? Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ومن أذاني. And whoever causes me harm has caused Allah harm. And whoever causes Allah harm, فَيُوشِكُ أَيَّخُزَهُ. Very soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seize him. Allah will take him to task. Allah protect us. So respected brothers, Allah grant us the tawfiq of knowing who are the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and emulating the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned a very beautiful thing. He said, مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنَّا فَلْيَسْتَنَّا بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتْ. He says, if anyone wants to emulate any person, he wants to follow anyone, then let him emulate and follow the companions of those of the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who have passed away. فَإِنَّمْ كَانُوا أَفْضَلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ, because they were regarded of the cream of the crop. They were the best of the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we'll find, respected brothers, it is mentioned, Mujaddid Al-Fasani Ahmadullah mentioned a very beautiful point on this. He said, normally a person, he reveres buzrugs, pious people, saints, etc. And no doubt we respect all, every person. But the love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu should be utmost, should be most in our hearts than compared to any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he mentions, Mujaddid Al-Fasani Ahmadullah, he says, the greatest of the tabi'in was Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh. He was a person who wanted to go and meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because his mother was not well, he was in her khidmat. So he didn't have the opportunity of going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told Umar radiallahu, you will meet him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam described the signs that how you will recognize Uwais Qarni. And imagine Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling Umar. And Nabi, who is Umar? لو كان نبي بعدي لكان Umar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said in one hadith, if there was a Nabi, hypothetically speaking, if there was a Nabi to come, then it would have been Umar radiallahu anhu. That Umar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is telling him, that when you meet Uwais Qarni, request him to make dua for you, because his dua is mustajabu da'wat. So yeah, Mujaddid Al-Fasani rahmatullahi makes a very beautiful point. He said, the greatest of the tabi'in, Uwais Qarni rahmatullah ali, he cannot even equal in rank in our terms, to our understanding, the lowest sahabi radiallahu anhu. So imagine the maqam. And a person can imagine, respected brothers, those eyes, the best of eyes that beheld the countenance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those ears of the sahaba who heard directly the speech, directly from the lips of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those minds that were influenced by the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those hearts were engulfed with the effulgence of the nur that was of hidayat, that was transmitted from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those blessed hands that met the skin and touched the blessed skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those blessed feet that walk in a direction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the ambience and the gathering of that Sahaba radiallahu anhu, respected brother, what a gathering, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And may our lives qurban jaye, be sacrificed for the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said that they are the best of ummah. And then he mentioned that understand فَأَكْرِمُوا, that honor them, and فَأْتَرِفُوا فَضْلَهُمْ, understand and acknowledge the maqam and the high position Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And then respected brothers, he continues and he saying وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِمْ, that follow them, follow their pattern and follow their footsteps, and hold firm وَتَمَسَّكُوا مِنْ أَخْلَاقٍ وَسِيَرِهِمْ, hold firmly as much as possible to the akhlaq and to the character and the ways of life. Today, unfortunately, respected brothers, we're looking for role models outside out of Islam. We're looking for role models in the Jews and the Christians. Those soccer stars, those cricket stars, or Hollywood or Bollywood performers and actors, they are devoid of iman, respected brothers. If Allah forbid, if they don't accept iman, they'll be going into hellfire. And we are making them our role models. It is sad to say, respected brothers, Mawlana Shamri Thani Rahmatullahi gives a beautiful example. He said, normally in the English countries, you will see people walking with their dog. And they give so much of importance and love to their dog. So to say, they have made their dogs their imam. So we making those people who made their dogs their imam. And we making them our imam. Na'uzu billah, Allah protect us. Understand, respected brothers, our role models should be the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And that love should be embedded in our hearts. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, during his time, there was a person who was a very great sinner. This narration has been mentioned by Ahmad bin Saghi rahmatullahi, that this person once came in the gathering of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi did not pay any attention to him because of his way of life, because of his evils and his gunas, etc. He didn't pay attention to him, and he also felt uncomfortable. So this person, he perceived it, and he told Imam Ahmad that, why are you doing this to me? Do you know I made sincere tawbah on account of a dream that I have seen? So Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi asked him, what dream did you see? He said, I dreamt that, and I saw Habib al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seated on a very high elevated place. And there were many people that were coming. They were standing up praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asking him to make dua for their requests, etc. So all of them went forward, started asking Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for their requests, making dua, etc. But I held back out of shame because of my halat and my condition. I'm such a great gunahgar. Day after, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw me. All this is happening in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling me that, oh person, why are you not coming to me? Why are you not coming and asking me to make dua for you? They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on account of me, I'm involved in so many sins and gunas. I feel ashamed that I come in front of you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told this person, you are such a person who has love for the Sahaba radiallahu in your heart. We do not speak evil of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Come forward, I will make dua for you. So respected brothers, when he woke up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the hatred of sins and gunas in his heart. And after he mentioned this to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi told him that may Allah be pleased with you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire you, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the means of you inspiring others as well. Mention people to the people this incident of yours. So here, from this incident, you can understand having love for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum had the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What to say of those people, respected brothers, who will take relish and enjoyment in reviving and scorning the Mubarak companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As I mentioned, it is our moral obligation, our religious obligation to defend the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. On one occasion, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatani, someone asked him that who is better, who is most superior, is Umar bin Abdul Aziz, who was not a Sahabi, he was a Tabi. Is he better, or is he better than Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, was the scribe of Wahi. He was the brother-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And many people point fingers and find fault with Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Likewise, the people like Abu Bakr, Umar, Awamada, Aisha radiallahu anha, na'uzu billah. So what he answer that Abdul Mubarak rahmatullahi give? He said the dust that settled in the nostrils of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, the dust that settled in the nostrils of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is far more superior than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi. Hazrat Abdullah bin Zayd radiallahu anhu mentions that a Sahabi, one companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, if he had to be covered with dust and just for a little while he had to spend some time with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is far more superior than you if you have to do good deeds throughout a lifetime. And even if you had the lifespan of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, only for Dawud, he gave Dawud for over 950 years. His lifespan was much more longer than that. So imagine a person, respected brothers, he has such a life, lifespan, long lifespan, and he does so much of good deeds. Then too, a person, or a Sahabi, who had the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a little while, he is far more superior than this person. So Allah grant us the true love, respected brothers, the true ishq of the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is mentioned, Mulani Qari rahmatullahi has mentioned, Imam Fakhruddin Razi rahmatullahi will terminate with this. He mentioned that the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, they have boarded the ship and ark for the love of the Ahl Bayt. And when they are traveling, they will be guided by the shining stars of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So whoever boards the ship of the Ahl, of the love of the Ahl Bayt, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they'll be guided by the stars of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, then they will reach the destination of Jannat, inshallah. They will be saved from the terrors of the hereafter of Jahannam. And Allah will grant them the high ranks, inshallah, in Jannatul Firdaus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instill in our hearts, respected brothers, the one hadith, I will terminate with Ashabika Nujum. That this hadith, many authorities of Muhaddiseen, some of them have questioned the authenticity of it, but other Muhaddiseen have mentioned, because this hadith has been mentioned as a collective strength from various other chains. So it lends credibility and lends strength. So this is accepted. So what does the hadith say? That my Sahaba radiallahu anhum are like guiding stars. Wherever you follow, you will be rightly guided. So now there are three functions of the stars. Allah mentioned in the Quran al-Kareem, وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adorned and beautified the heavens and skies with the stars. And the ornaments and the beauty of the earth are the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. وَجَعَلْنَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. The second one, normally we see falling stars. We see that star that is falling, looks like fire, like a fireball. Actually, what happens, respective brothers, when the evil shayateen, they go up to eavesdrop or the conversation that Allah is having with the malaika. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes these malaika to throw a flame of fire against these shayateen, so to chase them away. So yeah, the ulama explained, by us following the Sahaba radiallahu anhu on the earth, Allah will repel the effects of shaitan, inshallah. And the third one, respective brothers, in the days gone by, they didn't have garments like what we got. They didn't have ways and computers. They used to look at the stars and guiding and judging from the stars, they used to find the direction. So by us for following the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, we will find our direction of Sirat al-Mustaqim in this world, in the qabr and the after. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the true ishq and the love of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And respected brothers, concluding, let us not forget our ijtima that is going to take place, inshallah, on the 8th, 9th and 10th of August, inshallah, here at Tills Crescent in Overport. And it is a request, many brothers will need to assist, inshallah, on the ijtima grounds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us part and parcel of it. We also have a share in that ijtima, inshallah. We make dua, Allah make it a success and a means of hidayat for every ummati till the day of qiyamah. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.